I'm Brian Parks. I was the last driver on the jetty engine, which a lot of people know as the Green Frog. The engine came here to Byron Bay in May 1923 after being shipped out from England, assembled in Lismore and driven out along the line to Byron Bay. It was owned by the North Coast Steam Navigation Company, the company that ran most of the ships here to the town. And it started work on the old jetty, which was at the end of Johnson Street in those days. It took over from a horse team. When the new jetty opened down the Module Beach, well out of town, it was served by a branch line from the railway station, and this engine worked the trains to and from the jetty on the branch line, also servicing the industrial sidings, which was A.W. Anderson's, the abattoirs, which was down along the line at the other end near the new jetty, the Norco butter and bacon factory, two sidings, and the sawmill where the Woolies supermarket is now, and later on the Zirkin Rutile plant, which was in the same place. And it worked two tram cars, which ran from the railway station here to the jetty and back to service the passenger boats. The Simplex rail motor was built in Bedford in England in 1922, shipped to Australia on the SS Almara, and unloaded in Lismore, assembled at the railway workshops in Lismore, and driven along the line for its first run and its test run to Byron Bay in May 1923. It's a four-wheel, four-cylinder rail motor, two speeds, 3 and 7.5 mile an hour, and it was rated to move 150 ton. Although with a little bit of skill and patience, you could coax it to move a bit more. It was fitted with tram couplings, so that, as well as the railway couplings, so it could work the company's two tram cars, and also fitted with a tram bell. More recently, it had been fitted with electric lights. It was a four-cylinder, 40-horsepower Dorman petrol engine, magneto-ignition, crank-handle start, and a Dixon Abbott two-speed reversible gearbox. It had the same railway couplings and buffers as the railway trucks, and which was, of course, it came here with a load of spare parts because it was being shipped out so far from its home base, and it cost £1,140. There was no shipping cost because the SS Almara was built in Scotland, and it belonged to the North Coast Steam Navigation Company. They brought it out on their own ship. Yeah, well, the engine that you see here was the jetty shutter. Was its primary job, because the shipping company owned the engine. They used it to shut the new jetty and the old jetty before that. But also, being a locomotive, it shunted all the industrial sidings, which I mentioned, and also the railway yards. Well, most of these things don't exist now. And the only substantial bit of equipment that's left here is this engine, and it was connected with all those industries and the railway and the shipping. And that's the reason why it stands here preserved today. Now, in the 1950s, my father, Len Parks, took over from the original driver. And at that time, shipping was still using the new jetty. A big cyclone in 1954 took the end off the jetty. And the same year, the North Coast Whaling Company started whaling using the jetty and using the engine to bring whales in on a railway truck to their whaling factory, which was next door to the abattoirs. The engine then continued on to work the sidings and the whaling station in season until the abattoirs closed in October 1983. Since then, the engine has been preserved for the Historical Society for many years until it's where it is now, where you see it.